Coach, can you tell us how Blake Wheeler is?
He got off the ice under his own power, and he was coherent, so he's going to get checked out, and won't know until this afternoon or tomorrow how he feels.
Beyond Mark Scheifele and Matthew Perreault and Drew Stafford against Vancouver the other night, did your line juggling and swapping do what you intended it to do for you with the other three, maybe?
I don't think there was a concern with Brian Little's line that we needed anymore. They had played big minutes and played really well, didn't have him, and Blake got an assist on the power play goal, so they were part of the power play goal. And their job is bigger than just putting points in, and they've done it well. So it was the other groupings. We got a real high payoff on the Scheifele line. I don't know that you can have the realistic expectation that they're going to bang in four every night. But I did. I liked the start of it. I liked their lines where they were 2 weeks ago. It was okay. Also knew it wasn't going to stay like that for the rest of the year. And then it just got to a point when you have five guys with that you need some production out of. I think we hung with that part offensively as long as we could, but there was a defensive hole in that as well. We had some minuses stacking up on some guys, so it did what we wanted. It's not the end game. But having Mark's line structured the way it was makes running the bench a little different for me, and that was good at being at home.
A win, a day off, which the guys in the room sure seem to appreciate, and now a practice. How do you feel about where you guys are right now?
We're in a better spot than we were 2 days ago. We needed that win. Liked a lot of our game. That was a real... I've done this for a while, but for whatever reason, just coming home for the game in Philly, it felt like we had been on the road for 3 weeks. It really did, and it was good to get back home. And then you just keep building it day by day. So it was a bit of a hard slog on the practice today. I expected that. But they ground through it a little bit. And we got 5-8 coming up, so welcome to the NHL.
A couple of guys were saying that maybe you'd gotten away from the rough and tumble approach and that maybe even put some fear into teams in the past. Even the scrapping, that you needed to get back to that. Your thoughts?
Needed to get there. So in that block of games that we didn't like our play, and I still, quickness. When you talk to, it's interesting for me to talk to other guys around the league that I know that after you're done playing, you get a completely different sense of how you played. You know, you walk off the bench and there's always four or five things you didn't like about the game, but if you beat the other team and run into their coach or coaches and say, boy, you guys are big and fast, and we weren't in that stretch. So you can be as big as you want. If you can't get to the hit, if you're not getting to the hits, there's none to make, and we just weren't quick enough. When we're on, we look big and fast, even though we got a bunch of guys. There are some guys in that room that aren't crushing people. We do have a certain presence with the people that are. We got a little quicker. That ability to play a physical game and to hold people on the other team accountable for their play, something that I think we can do.
How do you see Jacob Trouba's game this season?
Right where our team's is. You know, we right where, you know, the coach was with the team at 8-4 thinking why we got to find a way to get to 10-2. And you always want more and you push more and take a step back. 21-year-old defenseman that we're comfortable playing anywhere between 18 and 25 minutes a night. He's got some offense to him. I really liked his Vancouver game. Finished some checks hard, played hard, got up the ice, started to see some of the things he could. He didn't have a quick start last season. Actually probably started better this season, I think, than he did last year. And then some focus, I guess, is on him in the last block as it is on all parts of our game. He's a really good young player that's going to keep getting better. I just don't expect him to win the Norris this year.
Yeah, third year, though, blue-chip prospect who's been in the league at 19 years old. Maybe a lot of people would have expected a bigger role for him by now.
So the only thing that's left for him is more power play time. You know, October 28th, we were fourth in the National Hockey League on power play goals per minute. It's a different way of measuring it other than the numbers, so it's a more accurate to how much time you have on the power play. So there wasn't that role for him. We did make an adjustment here of a couple of games ago, start running 2D on our second unit, so he's going to get more power play time. I really careful about outside expectations and whether a player is meeting them or not based on some statistics. It's a 21-year-old defenseman who's really good right now and is going to get better. If he flatlines at where he is now, he's just going to be a really good defenseman. And he's not. He's going to get better and better. I just don't expect him to go coast to coast at 21. I've not seen a lot of guys around the league do that either. And I think it's a great thing that he's playing behind Byfuglien and Myers right now. And he can develop the other parts of his game and not feel that he has to be pressing up ice all the time. He's in a good spot. We have a lot of respect for him. He's playing behind a couple veteran guys. He's good.
Well, given the hot start of Nikolaj Ehlers, I mean, naturally he's somewhat cooled down a bit.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you were spoiled by his performance early in the season?
Yeah, I feel awfully spoiled. I don't look spoiled. Jeff Skinner, I think, went 17 games once when Carolina didn't get asked one question about it. That's the nice part about developing a kid in the hinterland. He went, you know, he's gone 10 games without scoring, and there's four other guys just like him. But they've played in the league, some of them 2-3 years, some of them 8-9 years. So I don't think he's any different than anybody else. I mean, I think our whole team came off doing some things offensively to try to get to be a better defensive game, but gave up a lot of what we were good at and ended up not being as good a defensive team in the process. He's still thinking it right. He's going to go on stretches where he scores a bunch, and then he's going to go on stretches. The question is going to be, is he tired? That's the first-year question. I don't think any of the older guys are tired. They're not scoring either at that time. So he's going to have a game like Staff had, like Scheif had. Soon enough, he'll get some pucks to the net. I think you'll see Burmistrov get a little more action playing with him. I'm not concerned about him. He's still a good player in this league.
Next year, they're implementing a bye week, and it's being sold as a win for the
so
player.
Is that done?
Yeah, I believe it's been done for next season. Yeah, 5 days, January, between January and February. It's being sold as a win for the players, but I think some of the guys mentioned it's probably not all that great for the coach. What's your take on it, especially during a critical part of the
nobody,
year?
Nobody cares about the coach. That's not changing. I'm just going to make an assumption they thought beyond the, hey, let's get 5 more days off. Like, if you take a look at our schedule, we got a 2-day practice block at the end of February, and we won't have one for the remainder of the entire year with a back-to-back thrown out. We play every second night for the last 6 weeks of the season. So can't see squeezing 5 days off in that block, so it's going to have to come before, somewhere between January. I'm gathering they thought about it. I think that coaches might be a little further ahead of the curve than people give them credit in terms of rest. I think 20 years ago when you first came in, you ground them every day. Well, I took a job on November 7th and gave them their first day off December 14th. And the only reason I gave them the day off is Brendan Shanahan came in and said, man, we need a day off. You got to give us a day off. Never crossed my mind. Give them a day off. Not once. We were practicing that next day. It hadn't crossed my mind. We gave them the day off. I think we won 4 out of 5. We're not in the business to hurt players anymore. Rest, recovery, and the injuries is one of the primary things that we think about every day, and I don't see how if they can do it, if this can be done, then great. If we get a better on-ice product during the days in the games, great. If that means as coaches we have to pull a bunch of practices to get that product, that's fine too, but we'll just wait and see how much higher quality of product when we have rested players. And I don't know that I've heard in a long time the games are easy, but this guy's killing us in practice. The games are hard. The travel, I know everybody thinks we fly first class and it's great, but the wear and tear on the body and the travel and the TV time game starts and all those things have been a factor. So I'm just, you know what, really positive attitude here, and I'm going to say they factored all those things in, and with the end game being that we're going to get a better game out of these guys because they want to play better. That's what they want to do too. They want to perform well. So it must be a good thing.